I wanted to share a tip that has worked for me in helping maintain friendships in my life. And that is to use various days as an excuse to reach out. So let me give you an example of that. A couple weeks ago was International Women's Day. And so what I did was I reached out to women in my life that have meant, you know, anything to me, that have been part of my journey, friends and so forth, mentors, whatever it may be, coworkers, yada, yada, yada. But I reached out to them and essentially said, like, happy International Women's Day. Just wanted to show some gratitude for you in my life, you know, by saying that and acknowledging that. And that in and of itself is a pretty generic message. Yes, you know, and I'm lucky enough to know many, many great people in my life, you know. And so I kind of went through the various people that I knew and just texted them or reached out to them via DM and so forth. And even though the message itself was generic, as they say, it's the thought that counts, right? Because it's still at the end of the day, takes me time to literally text everybody, you know, on my phone that I want to reach out to and so forth. But the beautiful thing is too, you know, even though it is that generic, they feel that sort of goodwill for it. And then they respond, you know, because it brightens their day. And that allows us to open up the conversation of like, hey, how's it going? You know, any updates, blah, blah. And all those things, right? Like, it's an opportunity to do that. Now, of course, there are things such as birthdays and, you know, New Year's or like other holidays, right? Around, like, from Thanksgiving to basically New Year, I try to do that. And yes, it is time and effort, but that is what maintaining friendship is all about. A lot of our friendships fall away because we get too sucked into our own day-to-day lives and things of that nature. But I try very hard to keep this as a part of my life because, yeah, the people that have meant a lot to me in my life, I don't want to see them go. And even if I don't see them every single day, or if I see them like once every few years, that still means something to me, right? And I want to acknowledge that and continue that. And the beautiful part about kind of, at least in the way that I approach it, you know, where I text people, let's say, you know, on Thanksgiving. Well, the good news is, you know, that sort of list then just becomes ingrained in my phone, and I can just like kind of go through, you know, scroll, you know, copy, paste, and it becomes easier over time, right? So the first time you do it, yeah, it might be a little bit more difficult for the sake that you're trying to think of, oh, wait, who should I hit up, blah, blah, blah. And in time, you kind of just create that list naturally. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that because it helps me. Again, you know, is it the best way? Is it the only way? No, that's not what I'm saying. But in our adult lives, you know, I think one of the frustrations we all have, and I hear it from my friends, is that, you know, we just lose touch with people, you know, through no one's fault necessarily. But, you know, this is a way to take some ownership for yourself and try to maintain those friendships, you know, in the best way that any of us can. And so I wanted to share that with you in hopes that it helps you out. So, good to use.